Okay, the girl that just called is getting married today.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. But I just wanted to let her know that there are beaches in Spain.
Oh.
And they're some of the most beautiful in the world.
In so our face.
She should definitely go.
But what about the Spanish problem? Did you hear us talking about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I took Spanish in high school. And when I got there, it is different. It's very different. So, mm-hmm. But I caught a little, but it's different. So.
Hey, could you run it down for us real quick, all the differences are?
No.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I took 16 hours of Spanish in college. They made me do it for my journalism degree at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anything.
Yeah, I didn't really remember anything either, but I could kind of pick up when someone was having a conversation, I could pick pieces out of it.
What'd you call me? Yeah. Well, good. Thanks for calling and correcting us all on our terrible geography skills today.
That's all right.
All right.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, actually, I got a couple things. One, to help out that lady that just called about getting married today.
Yeah.
Costa Brava over in Spain. They got real nice beaches over there.
See, now we're getting real specific on where to go in Spain.
So, you can kill two birds with one stone.
There you go.
Go to the beach and go to Spain.
Nice.
And the other thing I wanted to touch on is you mentioned the term DUI. Earlier.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm just wondering what it takes for people to get it through their head about not drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm. But what does it take?
Yeah.
I don't know, getting arrested for it, it seems like.
You know, there's so many, it causes so much hurt. It's not even funny.
Yeah, there's way too many chances you're taking there with your life. Most importantly, other people's lives. I mean, if you're going to be a dumbass and kill yourself, that's one thing, but, you know, you can't. What, Jerrianne?
Exactly.
Nothing.
I mean, what's that?
Oh, Jerry Ann was smacking her forehead like I'm being un-PC or something. What, people? I can't believe you're being mean to people who drink and drive.
No, just the whole if you want to be stupid and kill yourself.
I'm talking about drinking and driving. Okay. I'm not talking about suicide or anything like that.
Okay.
It's sad. I mean, I've lost two good friends because of a drunk driver. One of them, a buddy of mine, got out to check his tire. He got a flat tire. Got mowed down by a drunk driver.
Yeah.
Left a wife and three kids.
Man, yeah, it's weird that if you ever have to drive late at night on like a weekend or something and you're perfectly sober, is that not like one of the scariest experiences in the world? You're like, I wonder which one of these drunk asses is going to run.
Yeah, with me, okay, I don't mind driving. Okay, I like going on road trips. Okay, you enjoy it so much more sober. Why even try doing it drunk? I mean, it's not like you remember it.
Well, I mean, you don't need to actually. You can have fun and get drunk eventually on your road trip, and you'll need to get drunk while you're on the road.
Exactly. You know? So I just wanted to put my two cents in on that.
Well, thank you, sir.
Wondering what it actually takes for people, you know, to actually do the right thing.
It seems like most of them have to get busted for a DUI, and then even those people will continue to drive until they get thrown in jail or have their license taken away. So yeah, it's too bad.
Or it happens to them where they lose somebody in their family because of a drunk driver.
Yep, you're right.
I mean, and it's sad that it takes something like that to learn.
Well, good stuff, man. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right. You take it easy. Have a good day.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye.
Hey there. You got something for free-for-all?
Yeah. I'd like to give a shout-out to my little brother who left for basic training on Tuesday.
Oh, good.
He's going to be in the Army Reserves. And so, yeah, I can't believe he's grown up. He's my little brother and everything and all that.
Yeah. Now he's a full-grown man.
Yeah. Kind of weird, but...
Yeah, he's heading out soon, is that what you said?
Well, they're supposed to... He left for his MEPS test or whatever that is. I'm sorry if I butcher it to anybody who's listening. But left for that on Tuesday, and then he was supposed to leave on Wednesday, but he called me, and they missed their flight.
Oh, really?
Because I guess they couldn't check some of the bags because they were too big or something. I don't know.
Oh. They get a little greedy with the carry-on luggage or something?
I guess.
Well, good. I'm glad you called in, and good luck to him, all right?
All right, thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.